Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, thanks for joining me. This is Dan. I'm your certified personal trainer and co-owner of Body Shepherd. I'm glad you joined me. Today we're going to talk about a topic that I get asked about quite a bit, and that is the question, when do I do cardio? But first, I want to tell you how to reach me. You can reach me at bodyshepherd.com. That's BODYSHEPHERD.com. You can also find Body Shepherd on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also just send a message, a direct message through any of those platforms and reach me directly if you have any inquiries about training or the Season 1 General Nutrition Guide, which is on the website, by the way, in a very, very user-friendly format. Hope you go check that out. But yeah, reach me. I'm here to answer all your questions, and maybe even we can work together. But onto the topic at hand, the question that I get asked quite a bit is when should I do cardio? Should I do it before weights? Should I do it after weights? Should I do it in the morning? Should I do it in the evening? Should I do it fasted? Should I do it fueled? And that's what I want to cover today, because there seems to be a lot of confusion about this, and hopefully I can simplify things for you. Let's start with a big picture. When should you do cardio in terms of what time of day? Ultimately, it doesn't matter. What matters is that it's convenient for you and that it's a time of day that you can do with some degree of consistency. What I mean by that is that either what is obvious, you know, you can do it at the same time every day, making it part of your routine, or you can consistently do it, let's say, every other day, or, you know, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday you do in the evenings, and Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday in the mornings, or however it works out for you. The important thing is just consistency and making sure that when you do cardio and when you really do any kind of activity, that you're just consistent with it and that you've committed to something that isn't special. We don't want this to be some kind of big challenge or a big thing that you're setting out to do. This just needs to be ordinary, boring, everyday life. And the more it gets entrenched into your routine, the more success you're going to have with it. So that gets us from kind of the umbrella, the big picture side of things. Now let's kind of narrow it into your individual workouts. When should you do cardio? When you're fueled or when you're fasted? Again, it doesn't matter if you're fueled or if you are fasted. Now, there is a lot of debate on that statement that I just made. Some people swear by fasted cardio. They think it burns extra fat, extra calories. And it might. They might be motivated by the sense of hunger. Their brain may very well be in a fight or flight state that produces more stored energy to access while they're training that way. On the other hand, you might be a type of person that you need that fuel to kind of ignite the flames and it gets you going. You might just need a protein shake and a banana or, you know, something that just kind of fuels that cardio session, and then you're off to the races. My point here is that fueled or fasted, it's up to you. What does your body resonate with? I don't know. I know what my body resonates with. I train fasted, but that's because I practice intermittent fasting. It just happens to fall into my routine that way. I can be consistent that way, and I've gained muscle and I've lost body fat doing it that way, but that's just what works for me. We can look at a lot of different science and a lot of different data out there that says that what I'm saying right now, that as long as you're being consistent with it, as long as you're doing it in a way that resonates with your body, fasted or fueled, and in a consistent way, then you're good. You're going to see results out of that. Okay, so for two out of three, I'm giving you a lot of freedom, right? So far, we've said it's fueled or fasted, it's up to you, and, you know, what time of day, it's up to you. However, let's get into the last section, which is before or after weights. And on that, there definitely is some hard science that definitely says you need to do your cardio after you lift weights. And even if you're not really into the science side of this, which I totally understand, if there's, as an aside, I take the science of exercise, and I know this is gonna be very ironic, but I take the science of exercise with a grain of salt, because with everything that we learn, every new study that comes out, it's always prefaced by the explainer saying the current science, the science currently says. And, you know, I have my certification from the National Academy of Sports Medicine, so you'd think that, you know, I would I would be a big advocate of science, and I am, but I also don't believe that it is the final say on every single thing we do. I think there has to be room for intuition. There has to be room for discovery of new methods that disproves the old scientific methods. We train differently now than we were advised to do in the 80s, in the 60s, in the 50s. You know, like this just goes on and on. So we definitely need room for that. And what we know right now, what seems to be indicated right now, is that lifting weights first will deplete your body of its energy sources and activate those muscle sources and get fresh blood into your muscle fibers. It's gonna, you know, you're gonna get the pump, the stretch, all the good stuff that we're lifting heavy things and putting them back down for, pushing, pulling, flexing, flanging, you name it. And then when you're all done, then you do your cardio. But again, I'm going to yield back to what I just said for the first two things. When you do that cardio, it could be fasted, it could be fueled, it could be in the morning, could be in the evening, it could be after your workout, you know, like let's say later in the evening. The other thing I'll say on this too is that you could do your cardio separate from your weight training. Cardio in the morning, lifting at night, and get the same idea, same results, because you will have had a number of hours to replenish your body with fuel and energy between your cardio in the morning and your lifting at night. So same idea. But the bottom line is, when I get asked, hey, what should I do first, cardio or lifting? I always say lift first. You want to just use the readily available high sources of energy towards lifting things, pulling things, pushing things, all the movements that we do when we exercise, we want to put all of our high energy towards that. And then for cardio, that's just commitment. That's just grinding it out and doing it in a way that you're going to be able to do it in a consistent way. And that's it. I hope this answered the question for you of when to do cardio, how to do it, things like that. But I know there's a lot left to be said about cardio. So if you have questions, I want you to reach out to me. Go to bodyshepherd.com. That's BodySheperd.com. You can find Body Shepherd on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can message me there. I'd be happy to answer your questions about that. And if you'd like to consider working together, yeah, let's do that too. As I say to everyone, as we conclude workouts, as we correspond, end of correspondence, I always say the only way we're going is on.